This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, and a special shout out to the James Webb Telescope. Yes, I know you became sentient shortly after getting out there. We'll keep that between us. Keep those space nudes coming. The following podcast is not real. We continue to hear from alternate dimension cowboy world, and let me explain. Why would I drag us back here? The thing is, if we keep investing time in these variant dimensions, at some point won't we arrive at subtle comedy world? Well-researched accent world? Addle never happened world? That is the hope that drives me forward. But until that day, the sun's hanging high over a certain dusty, lawless saloon, and it's time for you to set a spell and enjoy the show.
Dusty Saloon, a weekly podcast from the Wild West world of Hyphoon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. Far too long ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a golden corral in Cicero, Illinois, into the old western cowboy world of Hyphoon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the golden corral through the dimensional rift, and I used my rudimentary understanding of science to build this hand crank that supplies electricity to my laptop, so I'm able to record this podcast in the saloon, the Burgundy Bronco, in the town of Hogswood, in the land of Hyphoon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Champ the Talking Horse.
Hey is for me!
That's a good one, Champ. How have you been? You know, I'm sorry, I was off for a few weeks. What have you been up to?
Well, I went out treasure hunting. I found a big old bundle of gold buried in the sand. Then I went down to Flatneck Station and I lost all my money playing poker with Mr. Marston. I unfortunately drew a dead man's hand. Are you familiar?
Am I familiar with a dead man's hand or Mr. Marston?
Dead man's hand.
No, I was going to say I'm familiar with James, but tell me about the dead man's hand.
Well, the way they play down at Flatneck Station is they take a deck of cards and they insert three or four dead man's hands. Mm-hmm. And then when they shuffle, if you get tossed a dead man's hand, you automatically lose. So I lost everything.
The worst part is you see it coming.
Yeah, you know immediately.
I was going to say, a hand is a lot thicker than a card.
That's what they always say. Hands are thicker than cards. That's what my mom had cards. Knit above our fireplace. But Arnie, I got to keep the dead man's hand.
I'm so sorry. I've got to go. It had it knit above your fireplace? Mm-hmm. That seems dangerous.
Yeah, our house did burn down.
Yeah, because what you do is you knit your favorite sayings above the fireplace.
Yeah.
And you just keep adding your favorite sayings, you know, your family mottos and whatnot. And eventually it grows so long that you can't keep it out of the fire, and then everyone burns up.
Yeah, stuff like it's moonshine o'clock. If mama ain't happy, that's on her. You know, just sayings.
Yeah, it's things like, you know, stop knitting right over the fireplace.
Sounds like, and I hate to say this, sounds like your mama was troubled.
What'd you say?
Sounds like your mama was a little troubled.
It's a rude thing to say.
Pick up the dead man's hand with my teeth and smack you in the face.
Oh, wait, well, at least they let you keep the dead man's hand, it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every bit of it coming.
I have been having some fun with this. So, like, I kind of tucked one of my hooves underneath my foot and put the hand on there so people thought I had, like, a hand and stuff. Just, you know, fun. Just
wait
having
a minute.
Fun.
Hang on a second. You tucked one of your hooves underneath your foot?
Yeah, like this. So let me grab the hand with my teeth and put it down on the ground. And then I kind of tuck my hoof.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I put the stump of my foot right above the hoof onto the hand. So it looks like I have three hooves and a hand.
Got it.
And pretty that's good. Just kind of, you know, when you're bored, that's just kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Not a lot to do in the desert.
You've heard his voice a little bit, but I'm also joined by my other co-host, Ulysses de la Mor.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Ulysses D. Lamore, wildest gunslinging outlaw you ever met, wanted in 12 counties, yet known for my bravery and noble heart by those that ain't what trying to manipulate me. The indigenous folk from which we did steal this land know me as Dances with Lydon's Shadow. The Spanish know me as Maestro del Chaos, and I'm known by those Dahlgerm Pinkertons in the Northeast as Magic Jack Star.
And I am also joined by my other co-host, my newer co-host, Arnie Niekamp. Hey, hi, great to be on the podcast. I guess my catchphrase is 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, hell, fantastical land of food. Luckily, I was still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload my podcast.
Champ, do we have to do this twice every episode now?
Very similar to this. And on that show, I was also joined by, Arnie, do you want to do this part? Yeah, I guess I will. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Blue.
I'm busy trying on sombreros.
What's that?
I'm busy trying on sombreros. They're even bigger than wizard's hats.
What's that?
I am busy trying on sombreros. They're even bigger than wizard's hats.
Ooh, I'd like to try on sombreros. I love a good brero.
Oh, here you go.
Which ones are you trying on? Ooh, yeah, okay.
What do you think? I think that's a good look for you, champ.
Very nice. Ooh, I like the little dangly things. Ooh, I can kind of chase after them when I'm running.
Yes, I assume each one of those dangling balls has some secret magical power I have yet to unlock.
Hey, eyes up here. I'm talking about these tassels.
Oh.
How dare you?
Oh, it's such a shame you don't get to meet Chunt.
Why? We'd get along?
Oh, famously, I think. Well, they must get along famously, because I can't imagine getting anyone I hate more than I hate you, Usador.
Oh, and I hate you, too, but I think that we're all having fun, and I can get along famously if we choose to do so.
Isn't it so weird? Isn't it so weird when you hear Usador talk, and then you hear Ulysses talk? It's so crazy when you hear them talk really close to each other.
What do you mean? Because maybe there's some inconsistency. It's in the way that Ulysses talks when that happens.
Huh, yeah, what do you think about it, man sitting at the table next to me? Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good. Oh, do you? Yeah, it sounds all right. All right.
Oh, yeah, we're also joined by my other co-host, man that talks a lot like Champ.
Huh, yeah, I guess I hear it now. Yeah, do you hear it? That's my voice. Well, we both have a similar voice. I wouldn't say it's the exact same. I'd say it's dead on. Okay, calm down. Get that dead hand out of my face.
His name gives it away, too.
That's right. My name is Champ.
Oh, no, I meant the fella at the other table is named Man Who Talks Just Like Champ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Unfortunately, we don't have a guest this episode, but I do have our other co-host, Flowers the Orphan.
Hoo-ha! Zippity boo 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 boo! What? This is really a steaming pile of shit sandwich for me to come in here and look at all you motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
You think we're friends? You think that I'm gonna come in here and just be all friendly-like with the likes of you, you son of a bitch?
Oh, The orphan stinks like whiskey.
Look, obviously Flowers, the orphan. I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of history, but, you know, I've been here a long time. I guess I do consider you a friend.
Okay, well, that's real nice. That's real nice to consider someone a friend. When I consider you my mortal enemy.
What?
And I will spend the entirety of the situation that we are together trying to destroy you. I'm going to take every given moment. What are we doing today? Like, what's the plan? Are we just gonna just sit here and drink? Or we're gonna go out and have a good time? Because I was promised we're gonna have a good time.
Well, Flowers, I don't think it's quite appropriate, as you're just not quite of age yet to go out drinking and cavorting. But I certainly know that you know the ways of the world and have lived a hard life, and would never. Deny you any pleasure in this world.
I've never drinking a drop of whiskey, but I bathe in it every single morning.
Yeah, it's wafting over, and it is potent. Can I also say, Flowers,
yeah.
Just your current timey pajamas butt flap is open. I don't know if you want to close that or...
I put it on backwards, too, so it's open in the front. But the...
I'll hurt my eyes.
Hey, I'm sorry to butt in. Hey, I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm actually from two other worlds. I have a question. What is the drinking age in Hyphoon?
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Where the fuck do you get off?
Yes, Arnie, where the fuck do you get off?
I come from two worlds. Here's something about me that I'm going to introduce myself to you right now. I come from two worlds. Well, guess what? I come from the bottom of a goddamn ravine.
Oh.
I come from from a gulch. Ever heard of a gulch?
I've heard of gulches. I'd be lying if I said...
You ever heard of a big gulch?
Big gulch, huh? All right.
I'm so sorry. I should have known better than to engage with you. In one of the worlds I've been to, there's a version of you that is a talking flower, which is... kind of hilarious, but also hates me. So I shouldn't try to get this going here.
I just think you came in strong with your attitude. You looked at me and said, "I'm from two worlds," as if like us being from around here isn't enough.
No, hey, can I just say this? And maybe I never have on my own podcast, which is very similar to this one. I think you would like it. I have been in two worlds, but in a way. I've never belonged in any of them.
Oh, that is so sad.
Makes me feel better.
To answer your question, here in Hyphoon, if you're old enough to think, you're old enough to drink.
So, like...
a lot of child drunkenness. We have so much child drunkenness. Much, yeah.
Yeah, so much child drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you, I don't drink. I don't touch this stuff. I do touch it. Never mind. Let me take that back. I touch it with every part of my body except for my mouth. I put tape over my mouth and I get in a big old tub of whiskey and I just scrub-a-dub tub time. Whiskey everywhere, whiskey on my hair, whiskey in my underwear, and then I get out and I drip dry. I'm still a little wet right now. Mind if I drip dry?
You drip right off there, little lady. Now, see, Arnie, this is a well-established, new Arnie, this is a well-established fact of the podcast that a touch of whiskey has never dropped Flowers' lips, and that's why she's got such a dirty mouth.
So tape over the mouth, is that to kind of air seal it, or you just don't trust yourself?
That's because I got warts on my mouth.
Oh.
I got warts on my mouth, and warts down south.
We do have some theories about who the parents may be based on these particular facts. There are a few people in town who are currently... well, as you might say, carrying the lover's diseases, and that makes it possible that they could be those who did sire Flowers the Orphan.
Yeah, I have my own little theory, and Arnie, I don't want Flowers to hear it.
Wait, what? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Both of you, I guess.
Isn't it great? Isn't it so funny to hear us both talk, like, close to each other?
It was funny at first.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ooh, this one's green.
My theory is the outlaw, big-parented Annie, she got with a cactus. And that thing over there, Flowers, is a product of big-parented Annie and a cactus.
Joke's on you, my dad's a mushroom.
What?
Huh?
Your dad's a mushroom? That explains your head.
That's all I know. I don't know who my ma is, but I know my pa was a mushroom. Lived in the dark. Lived in a cellar his whole life. He was a mushroom.
Well, that is quite a revelation. I never thought that you would be considered a fungi, as it were. But I suppose now you may be classified somewhat differently than what we had originally determined.
And did y'all know that about warts? You gotta cover them with tape. That's real.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I did not suffocate them.
No,
huh?
Don't let them breathe.
Warts breathe?
That's how they live. That's how they thrive, like the rest of us. You gotta suffocate a wart. Suffocate a wart, starve a cold.
Oh, somebody knitted over the fireplace.
Yep. Suffocate a wart, starve a cold.
Murder
a herpes.
Oh, hey, and I know this is not my podcast. Can I ask Flowers the Orphan, what do you do around Hogswood?
What do? I drift. I just drift. Oh. I take what I get and I gives what I have. Oh. So, like, basically...
End up with nothing.
But, you know what, I've really kind of, like, coast on my reputation. Like, people are kind of, like, fine having me around. And so then, like, getting scraps of food here and there, just kind of, like, keeping up a conversation. I also create a lot of maps of the area. So, like, if some highlights, if there's anybody that's, like, looking for somewhere to go, something to do, I got some handmade maps. Each one is different because I don't know the roads. I assume where things are based on my current perspective and where I am.
Would it be all right? Could I see one of your maps?
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, okay, this one is real special because I just made it. This one shows you this is... So mostly it's a sense memory map. Because everything comes from the ravine in which I was thrown into the gulch.
It smells bad.
You said the map has highlights on it. I think I found a little spoon here. There's an apple hidden over here.
Yep.
Is that a broom?
Good luck finding the muffin.
Is that why over the fireplace it says every map is a new adventure?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why it says it up there. I just put that one up there because I'm trying to sell these maps.
I don't really care. I'm trying on sombreros.
Ooh, if you're looking for more ideas to add to your map and the highlights within it, I had this idea for, like, it's like two horses. One is named Goofus and one is named Gallop. Mm. And Goofus is always, like, breaking a leg and then having to be shot. And then Gallop is always, like, racing and, like, winning big prizes. And it's just kind of like a fun just, like, little dichotomy, you know?
Do you think that would put a lot of pressure on anybody reading it to behave a certain way for their whole life without ever, like, fucking up? You know, do you think that takes away the freedom of childhood?
Maybe. I haven't thought that far. I just think it's kind of fun and silly.
But it wouldn't have to be, like, their whole childhood. It could just be, like, a highlight of their childhood.
Mm. No. I'd want this to be their whole childhood.
Arnie!
Yeah? What do you want?
What if I filled one of these hats with salsa?
I don't know what that... Oh, you probably meant the other Arnie, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wearing the bandana, right? Arnie, what if I filled one of these hats with salsa?
You know I don't want to fucking hear about that, Usador.
Oh.
Come on, Usador, why are you still into salsa so much?
Well, technically I'm not anymore, but I just had an exciting thought that these hats would be the perfect vessel for some sort of dip.
Oh.
Whether that be based in yogurt, or whether it be a delicious creamy hummus, or whether it be some chopped up melange of vegetable and fruit that could be devoured by Chip. Yay, let this hat sit upon mine head and feed the masses.
Oh, you're right, Usador. I'm so sorry. I forgot. You magically lost your love of salsa. And, you know, in a way, this trip is a way to get away for you to be Usador again.
Right.
For you to find your smile. So if you're here to regain your love of salsa, I think that's just the kind of satisfying story arc that people would be really excited about if that's how this all ended.
Get the rope.
I do think that magic forbids me from ever loving salsa the way I used to. But no one said anything about me not loving the vessels that salsa served in.
Yeah, no one said nothing about you not loving those vessels.
That's why we have knit right up there. One man's hat is another man's bowl.
Yeah, we got a lot of things up there.
Yeah, it's getting pretty long. This place is going to burn down pretty soon.
We try to, like, have them rotate.
So, like, you know, you ever see, like, one of those things, like a painting above a fireplace, and it shows, like, one thing, and then in a few minutes, like, the crank, we turn it, and another one pops up?
Yeah.
That's my... I try to invent that idea. I'm also an inventor. I try to sell my wares wherever I can. If I'm not dropping off maps, I'm making up newfangled inventions.
Well, you know what, Flowers? We ought to take a quick break here, and then right after that break, I think you should tell New Arnie about some of your most popular inventions from over the years.
Yeah, and it's one of our most popular segments, Invention Corner with Flowers the Orphan.
Yep, it's usually the same one, but I fixed it.
I think that was even a mini-series on HAL.FM.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Champ, do you mind doing our theme song for Invention Corner with Flowers the Orphan?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, look at this diagram. I got a blueprint for a new idea. Light bulb's going above my head. Hey, are those invented yet? No, it's a candle, but take a look at what I got planned in my book. Pen to paper, thumb to head. Hey, it's Invention Corner with Flowers.
Oh, thanks, Champ. Thanks for doing the abridged version of the song.
A Bridge Too Far.
Of Madison County.
Oh, you've been to Madison County?
Yeah, I came over from there. I dropped off some of my maps at the dentist office over in Madison County.
They covered all their bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see them anymore. It's terrible. They put tarps over them.
They had all those great bridges, too. Like, I like going on Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Lord Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that's kind of insane, right? The one bridge?
The one to Terabithia?
Well, that one is very sad. A terribly sad bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there one bridge? Oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of a Quaid.
I think you're thinking of Randy Quaid.
I spent some time there once.
But yeah.
You guys ever go sit by the Quaid?
Oh, I took a Quaidlude, and it was quite a ride, quite a journey.
I feel like the Quaidludes take Quaidludes. I mean, that explains a lot about what's going on over there.
Well, I think certain Quaids, you know, are crazy, and then a Quaidlude, you know, can make you get into your inner space.
Oh, yeah. Make you lose all sorts of balance.
Oh, yeah.
Or like you want to take a Christmas vacation. All right, who wants to get to my inventions?
Oh, yeah, yes.
We're going to show New Arnie some of your most famous inventions from
over. Yeah, I'm excited to see these inventions.
Okay, so, like, I'm, again, not a professional inventor. I just tinker and toil, but,
Soldier and spy.
Thank you. But this is something I've been working on, actually, in the last 5 minutes when I heard your friend over there talk about salsa. And I thought about, like, what if you, take this book? This book, who reads anymore? Nobody reads. Anybody ain't got no time for reading. But, like, you're like, I don't have a dip available when I'm ready for it. But also, like, want to look smart. Like, I'm carrying around a book all the time. But then, like, someone's like, I'm hungry. I got all these chips. Oh, where's this?
Oh, wait. She invented observational stand-up?
You're like, What's the deal with the books?
Yeah.
Y'all ever consider that sometimes? I'm gonna go stand in front of this brick wall for a minute if you don't mind.
Yeah, these are thoughts I've had, but she's just articulating them in a better way.
I hope she doesn't pick on me.
Yeah, we'll go on a trip sometimes.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I should have kept my mouth shut.
Who's with me? Orphans be going on trips. All the time.
Woo!
I'm sorry, is this your adventure corner?
Uh-oh.
You in the back? I see you. Did your girlfriend drag you here? You don't want to be here?
No, I'm just trying on hats.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy from before. Okay, so anyways, it's basically a book full of salsa. It's the root of it all. It's like you open up, I cut out the pages, and then I filled it with salsa. And so it's, you got a little, little...
It's like a cookbook.
Yeah, it's a cookbook.
But the cooking's already done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones is this particular book. But I was also very fond of the one you did when you took some Quaaludes and then you invented that parent trap.
That's right. That's right. You find yourself in a situation sometimes when you're like, I need a parent. Because you're an orphan? You might be an orphan.
So you like dig a hole, put a palm fronds over it, and hope a parent falls into it so that you can force them to raise you?
Apparently. That's my tagline for it. That's what apparently, I like to say. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime somebody kind of sets me up for that. But yeah, basically a parent trap is a series of holes I've dug everywhere I go trying to catch a parent.
Huh. Have you ever thought about just trying to get your mom back together with your mushroom? I mean, your dad?
My mushroom dad is no longer with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So sorry to hear that.
That's okay. They're delicious.
Do you happen to have a twin sibling, sort of a cohortabella?
I don't know. But part of me always feels like there's some other half of me out there somewhere.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Flowers, do you mind excusing us for just a second? I forgot. We had some podcast business. I'm so sorry about this.
No, that's okay. I'll just take this whole big-ass basket of inventions I was going to show you and just set it on fire. Bye!
Oh, Arnie, I think she's going to invent prop comedy. Fuck!
Look, champ, maybe this was when it was your father was the champ. You know, like there have been several champs on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Flowers does have a twin, but she just doesn't know about it. Because they went to different schools. Flowers' other twin is a little more of a city Flowers.
And this Flowers went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it's our duty to tell her that, though. You know what I mean? Like, is it our responsibility to let her know that or to stay out of it?
Hey, Flowers, you have a twin.
Oh, shit.
What'd you say, Arnie?
What?
Arnie, tell her what you just told me.
It sounds like he was saying that Flowers, you have another you have a twin.
Is it this woman I'm staring at next to the table, sitting right here?
Oh, holy shit!
Oh, I just came for the show. I heard there was somebody going to be standing up and doing some observations, and I do enjoy an observation ever since I've gone to schooling.
Arnie, Ulysses. And twins.
I gotta say, looking at you is like looking in a mirror.
I know. I smell significantly less like whiskey, but I guess that's to be expected.
It's so great just to hear them talk right next to each other. There's just something about it that just amuses me.
Yeah, really pleasant.
Yeah, me too.
I touch your mouth. Do you have warts on your mouth like I do? Do you want some on your mouth like I do?
Oh, this went south.
I think I'm gonna go. So,
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. Before you go, I'm sorry we haven't been formally introduced. I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm from,
I don't care. I'm incidental. I just came to see a show.
No, I guess I was asking, what's your name? What do we call? What do you like to be called?
My name?
Yeah.
Gulch.
Gulch?
That seems important somehow. Wasn't Flowers found in a gulch?
Your name is Gulch?
Yeah. But I don't have any memories beyond when I actually climbed out of a gulch. So I gave myself that name and then went to school, made my own way and taught myself. But I it's very odd. I don't really talk about it because I don't have any memories before that moment. So...
Pardon me.
Kill him, Bart!
All right.
Oh, she chewed through her neck.
Oh, my neck. Oh, thank God for this scarf.
That's a very absorbent scarf. It's.
Oh, you trying to suffocate some warts?
I'm leaving.
Good, don't come back. There isn't room for two of us.
Now, Flowers, that might have been your very own kin, your long-lost sister. Now, I know you've been setting parent traps, but sibling traps may be just as effective to find some connection back to your past.
I'm not interested in building a family beyond the one that I got right here in front of me. I hate all of you, and I love all of you. You're my kin, and you're the biggest pains in my ass.
Flowers... I know I've asked you this before, but would you be willing to join my quest to end all the Pinkertons who cause nothing but heartache and distress here in these here deserty parts?
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it.
And Flowers, would you do me the honor of taking this dead man's hand?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm going to put it in my front flap. Just button it up, finally. I've had that open this whole time. Huh. There we go. Right there. I'm a little kangaroo.
Huh. Something about an orphan pretending to be a kangaroo with a dead man's hand in her front pouch is kind of
something
endearing.
Something worth knitting above a fireplace.
Arnie, I found a blue one.
What? Usador, there's a lot of stuff going on over here. Why are you missing all of this?
I found a blue sombrero.
Usador, this flower's had an emotional breakthrough the likes of which our flowers has never had. Like, you're missing
or never will.
I'll just fucking go back to whatever you're doing.
Okay, goodbye.
Look, flowers.
You.
I can say it as well. I love you and I hate you too. You are like family to me. I've been here a long time and... You were one of the very first people that I ever met when I came to Hyphoon.
And I pissed you off immediately.
Yeah, and I threw you over a cliff, and I threw you over a cliff, and then I ran a couple days' journey. I got over there, and then I
that was
threw
pretty
you
impressive,
off.
Honestly.
I didn't know.
Well,
I had
to
that.
Be fair, cliff ducked.
That's true, but then I threw you off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize about that, but
it's okay.
Flowers, I need your help.
You Titways is different than the situation that Ulysses is talking about.
It's actually this sort of a Venn diagram of the same situation. I'm trying to get back to my world, and I finally have a way. We're going to have to hijack the Railroad Baron's new steam-powered locomotive. But he has a retinue of Pinkertons all over town, and we're not going to be able to get this done with all these Pinkertons around.
Okay, what do you need me to do? You need me to start taking out Pinkertons? You need me to go get that steam train? You need me to fuck some sex robots?
We do need some of that stuff, but, you know, Arnie has a very strict rule about no killing.
Yeah.
Or at least we can't do the killing. Somebody else can do the killing, a la Batman Begins.
Yeah, close enough. Look, I need you to take out those Pinkertons. I'd prefer them not to die, but, you know, that's between you and your God, I guess.
I know I'm a little wild. I'm a little off the cuff. I did just meet possibly my sister, if not an extension of my own personality that I wasn't aware of and manifested a physical form. That part is unclear. That part we may never find out. We'll leave that an open mystery, a secret that we all just witnessed. But I did bite her neck with my warty mouth. However, I will keep myself restrained for this situation because it's what it demands. And I'm always amenable to what the situation demands. I'm going to make some maps for the Pinkertons. You want me to keep them busy?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to send those assholes all over this town so they don't know where they are. They won't know up from down, right from left, their thumb from their own asshole.
by the time I'm done with them and the maps that I'm about to create.
Yeah, yeah, yes. That sounds amazing. Thank you. Flowers, thank you so much for helping us.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and keep making some plans on the other side.
Hey, let's even do better than that after this break. Let's fuck up some Pinkertons.
Yeah!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Usador?
Yes? How can I help you, Ulysses?
We was talking. We got a plan that's formulating. And, Arnie thinks there should be no more killing, a la Hal Jordan as Green Lantern or some bullshit. And I... damn it, I hate to ask. I'm a gunslinging outlaw. And, you know, the world is changing, and maybe I'm not the right person for this job, but maybe if a fella like you, Watts, can manipulate the world around him, can help us non-lethally take out these Pinkertons, and I have to ask for your aid.
Oh, there's a plan?
Oh, well, I can't wait. Take me there now. Come on, fella. Let's go ahead. Let's head back to the main tape.
So anyway, I think if you hold up this kettle, Flowers, you could put it on your head and be like, oh, look at my little hat. And then if you take the top of this carrot off, you can put that up to your eye and be like, oh, I'm a pirate.
Okay, yeah.
Just some of my ideas to work with your trunk of inventions.
Well, I have this oversized toothbrush that I do a lot of jokes with.
Well, we really appreciate those suggestions, man, that sounds like champ, but...
I guess I'll fuck off then, huh? I guess I'll just fuck off. I guess I'll just fuck off and die. Should I just fuck off and die?
Well, no.
Could you fuck off and die?
We would appreciate it.
It'd just be confusing for people listening to the podcast. They might think that Champ is talking, but it's just man at the other table who sounds like Champ.
Sure.
Champ, no, what do you think about this?
I think we let him stay.
If Champ does a new voice, it doesn't bother me as much.
A new voice? Nah, he's gotta go. Hold on, let me... I bit his neck off.
That's the second person that had their neck bit in this episode.
But I didn't kill him, I just maimed him.
Yeah, he bit his neck straight off, though. You know, that's a little different.
Only one of them was a man trying to explain comedy to me.
Mad props to him.
He deserved everything he got, I think.
Yeah, truly. Get out of here.
You can't talk anymore.
Well, Arnie, I recruited Usador. As much as it pains me to do so, I think he can help us take the train out.
Wait, are we killing a train?
Wait, are we killing a train?
No, look, we need to
take the train out.
Look, when the big shootout happens next week, we need to have that train. And during the distraction of the shootout competition going on, if I can get that train going fast enough, I think my rudimentary understanding of science can get me back to my world on that train. But we got to clear our path. There are too many Pinkertons eyeing us around here.
Arnie, how fast are we talking with this train? 87 miles per hour, 89 miles per hour?
Oh, let's split the difference. Let's say 88 miles per hour.
88 miles per hour. Great, drops of Jupiter.
Wait, Arnie, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
During the big shootout every year, across town, there's another event called the Big Chill, which is people who don't want to be a part of the big shootout.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we tell people who are at the Big Chill that they, in a calm, relaxing manner, should clear a path.
It's counter-programming.
Yeah, like help clear this path for the train.
Yeah.
What's more relaxing than gardening?
You know, there's some other stuff happening over at that Big Chill, right?
What?
The Big Chill?
There's other stuff going on. I thought it was just people.
You know what that's about, right? That's about,
it's about people relaxing at a cabin or something, right?
No champ.
I think they keep trying to talk that one guy to have sex with that other guy's wife.
What?
Yeah, that's what.
Hold on. What the fuck are you talking about?
Is a bunch of people trying to convince this one guy to have sex with his wife.
That can't be right.
I'm pretty sure that's right, champ.
I think he's to have sex with another guy's wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess, come to think about it, I did have a very well-known friend who was a part of the Big Chill, but I think they cut him out of it, so I guess I don't have all the intel.
Must be nice.
But the music's great over there, is what I hear.
Yeah.
The music,
oh yeah,
I hear it's great. Really? The Big Chill is about that? Is this real? Hold on. Arnie, Ulysses, Flowers, are you kidding me?
Man.
I'm afraid not, son.
The title of it is The Big Chill, and it's about a guy trying to get somebody else to fuck his wife? That's cucked up.
Man who sounds like Champ. I'm going to fucking bite your neck myself.
Fine, I'll leave.
Well, now you did it. I sound like this.
I think it's because they couldn't have a kid, right?
Oh.
Couldn't have their own kid.
Okay, then I guess I get it.
Yeah.
It's still pretty weird.
Yep.
So I understand you want to get some people out of the way. Without killing them?
Yeah, I need the help of everybody, but specifically Flowers the Orphan, but really everybody. But I'm focusing on Flowers because I don't know if she'll be in more than just this episode to get rid of as many Pinkertons as possible.
Well, I suppose I could just cast a spell that lifted them all out of the way at once. That's of any interest to you.
That seems a lot easier than all the maps I was about to make. I mean, I started on half of them, but it's fine. I can use them for something else, too.
I'd be happy to do it. It's just a simple price.
A simple price? You want us to pay you? How do we know that you're not Maladroit at all this magic stuff, huh? How do we know you're not just a clumsy, bumbling, fucking blowhard?
How dare you? Look, I am a great and powerful wizard. Everyone knows it, and I... I tripped over the bucket. I've got... My foot's in the bucket.
See, Arnie, we can't have this Maladroit trying to get rid of Pinkertons.
Sorry, that's my comedy bucket.
Damn comedy bucket.
It's full of glitter.
I'm never going to get this glitter off me now.
Oh, R.I.P., your shirt, it's torn.
I'll clean up the glitter.
I guess it's not a shirt, it's a robe. Or what is that, a robe? What would you call that? A poncho?
Yes, this is a poncho. And my blue sombrero. I'm assimilating quite well here. But I don't want to. I want to get back to my version of Foon. If you have some way to get out of here, New Arnie, you're new to me.
Okay.
Well, don't call him New Arnie. Call him Narnie.
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 Can you get me back to our Foon?
Look, I should be Arnie.
Hey, Narnie, Narnie. Hey, Narnie, Narnie. Hey, Narnie, Narnie. And a hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I have to watch this.
Look, all I know is I've been here for over 7 years. And as soon as you knew Arnie, and you, Wizard Man, as soon as you show up, suddenly everyone's trying to give me nicknames. And I have a strict no-nickname policy.
A-Train!
God, ooh, I love that. Damn it. A-Train! I'm going to throw you off another cliff.
You'll do it because you love me!
I like that one. Hey, A-Train.
A-Train. That's fantastic.
Damn it, I am trying to steal a train. I really stepped into this one.
It really worked out too well, and I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, it's just right there. Well, I did say, Usador could help, so if there's something we can do for them, it might help them get back to their world too, I suppose we should consider it. But I don't fully pretend to comprehend what it is that you're laying down there, original Arnie.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm not as familiar with stuff here, but is that guy that just walked into the saloon, is that a Pinkerton?
Bowler hat, vest with two chains, that's a Pinkerton.
Sash across his chest that says Pinkerton.
Two chains.
One's for his watch, one's for his other watch.
Wow, two watches, he must be rich.
No, you see, the Pinkertons here, they've got a secret way they communicate through what appears to be a watch, but it's some sort of, I don't know, mystical device or mechanical wonder that I don't pretend to understand. But those evil bastards, they know things we don't know.
That's some high-class tin cans they got going on there.
That's right, Flowers, you called it. But yes, certainly knew, Arnie, that is a Pinkerton. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just thinking that since your Arnie is busy seething over this whole A-Train thing, maybe we could take out this Pinkerton for him.
Oh, well, I'd be delighted to, except the source of all my magic, my foot, is stuck in a bucket.
What?
Oh.
Your foot is the source of all your magic?
No, I'm just fucking kidding. Here, watch this. I'll throw him on the ceiling. I'll spin him around. I'll make his face into bacon and his arms into yarn. And then I will, I'll turn him into a frog. How's that? Now do people believe I'm a fucking wizard or what?
His face may be bacon and his arms is yarn, but we didn't kill him.
He didn't kill him. I turned all that stuff into a frog. He's a little frog in a suit now.
He croaked. Cute. He croaked.
Oh, no. We killed him.
Technically, he did croak.
Okay, so that's one down. Now, how many Pinkertons are in the Railroad Baron's retinue?
Carry the one. 4,246.
Sounds about right.
Oh, shit.
Also, based on the display that just happened, do we want to make that big of a scene for every single one?
Oh, yeah. Maybe not.
Look, I just had something to prove, all right?
You did a good job. I'll prove. It was pretty great.
Yeah, I am impressed. I will say I am impressed. You are magical. You can wield that magic pretty well. I apologize. I'm being the bigger horse.
It's no problem at all, champ. In fact, I tripped again. Oh.
My other bucket.
Wow, I'm gonna start calling you Mr. Bucket over here. Look at this Mr. Bucket.
Hey, look at that. Is that another Pinkerton that just walked into the saloon?
Let's see.
Maybe Flowers, do you want to take this one?
Okay. I got my maps. I got my wits about me. I got my know-how. And, hello, sir. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm fine.
Okay, do you have any, how many watches you got on you today that we know of?
Why are you asking so many questions?
I'm just interested. I was just an orphan, just somebody that just lives in...
Look, kid, don't mess with me. I'm part of a powerful organization, and if you try to get in our way, you're gonna get crushed like a little flower. Now, let me sit at the bar.
Hey, what's that? I got your nose.
What?
I got your nose. See this in my hand right here?
Give me back my nose.
This little fleshy bump I got going on in my hand right here, it's your nose.
Give me back my nose.
Not until you die.
What?
I'm sorry, that's not what we're doing. Not until you relax.
Well, how do I do that?
Do you have any bad plans in your head? Let go of them. Let them go.
Damn it, I need my nose.
You promise to be good?
Look, I'll make you a trade.
Okay, now we're talking.
I'll give you my watch.
The good one?
The special one. Now give me back my nose.
Okay, that seems like a good trade. Here you go. Zippity-zoo, on your face it goes.
Thank goodness. Well, now that I've given up my special watch, I'm no longer a Pinkerton. I've betrayed my brothers and sisters in the force, and I'm going to go throw myself under a train. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Hey, everybody, I got a lot of information based on that interaction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we heard the whole thing. That was insane.
Okay, so I have this special watch now, and I feel like this is a communication device that we can talk to the other Pinkertons too, and then if we can get them to give up their watches, it seems to be deeply related to the sense of self and their dignity, and they'll just not be Pinkertons anymore.
Yeah. Wait,
it could be special watch in terms of, like, a sentimental value. It just says to Greg from Dad.
Well, shit. God damn it.
There could be something more to it. Why don't we, let's play with the hands here. My hooves are so clumsy. Can somebody play with the hands?
Yeah, I got it. I'll play with the hands here. Okay.
No, not the dead man's hand. Sorry,
the
hands of the watch. The
you
hands
fell
of the
out
watch.
Of my pants.
Yeah, he's talking about the watch there.
Sorry. Do you want me to do it with the dead man's hand? Wait.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Oh, wait, is that a third Pinkerton that just walked in the door?
Yeah. Champ, okay. Why don't you go ahead and take care of this one?
Nope, I'm going to stay perfectly still and hope he walks behind me. Okay. He's nodding to the bartender. He's looking for open seating. He's in front of me. He's to the side of me. He's to the side of me. He's to the side of me. He's behind me. Kick!
Oh. Good one, champ.
Did I kill him?
Yep. Right through the window.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Oh, no. No, you didn't kill him. He went right through the window and landed in a trough.
Oh, phew.
But he'll be unconscious for, till well after the
take that, motherfucker. Trough titty, huh?
Yeah. He'll never be the same, but
I'm gonna go pick his pockets.
I didn't kill him. He'll never be the same, but I didn't kill him.
Oh, wait. Here comes another Pinkerton. Ulysses, do you want to take care of this one?
Sure.
I like to say the names really fast, so there's never time for it to be me.
I won't kill him, but I don't have to save him. Is that it?
I don't know. That's another Arnie thing.
That's fine. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You mind if I borrow your hat for a moment?
My hat? Why do you want my hat?
Just a custom here in Hogswood that you take off your hat when you enter an establishment like this.
Oh, well, all right. Here I go. I'm taking it off.
Do you mind if I hang it on the hook there for you?
No.
Here, I'll take that for you and shove your face around the hat and smash your head on the bar. I got him.
I gotta be honest, I didn't see that coming.
Wow.
That could have gone any number of ways.
I know.
And the one way it went, I did not see coming.
I really thought there was gonna be food in that hat.
Also, what was up with that guy's voice? All over the place.
Pretty fancy.
What are you talking about? He sounded great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It seemed like one of the fanciest Pinkertons I ever met. Although they all think they're pretty fancy.
Real fancy.
Oh, wait, there's another Pinkerton Arnie.
Oh, shit. Hey, excuse me, are you're Pinkerton?
Yes, I am. What gave it away?
Oh, guys, it's another one of the fancy ones. Do you mind if I just talk to you? I don't really have a plan, but this
not
is sort
at
of
all.
What I do.
Do you mind if I take off my white gloves one finger at a time?
Okay, sure. That's it. Why do you take them off one finger at a time?
Oh, taking it off from the wrist is what heathens do. And I'm not a heathen, I'm a Pinkerton. A fancy one at that.
Oh, have you been fancy your whole life?
Yeah, come to think of it, I have.
Huh.
I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. You see, my mom swallowed a spoon and it somehow ended up in her uterus.
Hmm.
And then right into my mouth. The doctors had to remove it. I couldn't breathe.
Guys, do I have to do this one?
Yeah. No, the science doesn't check out.
So it sounds like being fancy must just come easy to you. It's not really an effort or accomplishment. Like, you've just been fancy your whole life.
And no. It is exhausting. I just make it look easy. Here, why don't you do what I do?
Okay.
Put a hand into your coat pocket like so.
Okay, I don't really have a coat pocket, but okay, yeah. You
mimic it. Very good. Now take a deep bow like this.
That low?
Yes. That's fancy. Oh, and one of the fanciest things I can do is I can close my eyes for an unprecedented amount of time, like so.
Hey, there's no way you can keep your eyes closed for at least 2 weeks.
I'll take that bet.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Guys, I think I nailed that one. I think so.
Wasn't the worst I've ever seen.
I gotta say, these Pinkertons, or at least the ones who have come through this door, are so suggestible.
Well, I think what we should do is we should round up all the ones is capable of some sort of perambulation still and lock them all in the basement.
Yeah, so if we just trick them into going to the basement, they'll follow immediately. I have to assume.
Not 100% it's going to work, but I think it will.
I've made some headway on this watch, and so far the only thing I've figured out it can do is it tells you how many steps you walked.
Huh, that's pretty good.
Is the basement big enough to fit, like, I don't know, 20,000 roaring Pinkertons?
You gotta start somewhere. Maybe if we put that watch down there, maybe they'll just come looking for that.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it's like a tracking device. Oh, maybe that's why all those Pinkertons keep coming through the doors, because their watches are sensing this watch.
That watch is beeping, just subtly. Maybe it has, like, location tracking on it.
throw it in the basement.
I think that's what Champ just said.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, but I repeat things. That's my whole thing.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Okay, tough guy. Pete and Repeat go into a bar. Pete stays. Repeat leaves. Who left?
What's this now?
Can't do this. I can't do this. Somebody take that wash in the basement. Flowers, come on.
I already threw it in the basement.
Oh, good work. Good work. You know, I'm so glad you finally joined our team, Flowers, and I just have to say, if this all works out, maybe Arnie can adopt you.
You know what? I told you I don't want any formal arrangements. It's nothing but friendship, family, blood, guts, and glory.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
And if everything goes to plan, next week we rob a train, and I finally escape High Foon.
Listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Usador the Blue and Ulysses D. L'Amour were played by Matt Young. Champ the Talking Horse was played by Adol Rafai. Flowers the Orphan and Gulch the slightly more sophisticated orphan that was probably her sister were both played by Brooke Bright. If you found yourself enraged by the high-pitched, nay, supersonic, dolphin scream quality of Brooke's voice, remember, Brooke is part of a long tradition of women in podcasting, who, through their shrill, siren keening, can communicate with each other, beyond a level of male hearing, to say, let's sound however the hell we want to. Embrace that glee, ladies. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters, most of whom we thank, others whom we merely tolerate. People like Rob Hinsdale, Kevin Payne, Graham Dice, Liz McLaughlin, Cindy Flanagan, Bryce Mayros, Kyle H., Kayla, Andrew Roberts, Nikki Boyce, the obvious choice, ask your pharmacist in your friendliest voice, where was I? Kyle Tilger, so close to Kyle Tiger, do the paperwork and make it happen, Kyle. Mike Looney, Chaos the Hill Giant, because a predictable hill giant was just too much to ask, Linda Daniluk, and Emma Williams. Patreon supporters get a lot of stuff. Listen to earlier episodes where I'm invested in the explanation. The most recent Patreon-exclusive bonus episode involves Chunt trying to get a job as a therapist, with the help of special guest Jeffrey Cranor from Superior Podcast Welcome to Night Vale, and John Patrick Cohen from Hey Riddle Riddle. Clip.
If you want to lick anything in the office, just go ahead and give it a lick. Most of the stuff in the office is cocaine, so...
Oh, does the wallpaper taste like snozzberries? Is that dumb to ask?
No, it's not dumb to ask, but the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. The wallpaper tastes like wallpaper.
Oh, you have a bowl of schnozberries. I'm an idiot. Let me just...
That is for patients. Timothy, would you like a schnozberry?
I would love a schnozberry. I love very sweet things. I don't know what it was, but ever since I was a child, I've always loved sweets. I have a real sweet tooth. I'm not sure what started that in me, but I have a real sweet tooth all the time.
Dr. Fraud, should I say it or should you?
Oh, please. I mean, Chad, by all means.
It's impossible to tell why.
I'm sorry. I was giving you a note. By all means.
Oh, by all.
Would you just write that down?
Yeah.
Because I noticed the schnozberries bowl is full and the almond bowl is empty. I must have been high on cocaine. I must have eaten all the almonds.
Okay.
Actually, make that a separate page and then write groceries at the top and then just leave it on my desk when you leave.
To learn more about all the perks of supporting the podcast, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathchin. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Cowboy World version of the theme by Eric Jacover. As they say, yeehaw.
Now we're going to have to do something to keep all these Pinkertons entertained and distracted so they don't try to get out of the basement.
Oh, this is my moment to shine. Hey!
you, Pinkertons! Woo, 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 woo! Welcome to the Pink Pound! Let me see those fists in the air, like it just don't care. What's the deal with watches? Handsy, aren't they?
That's a play on words.
Tip your waiter.
That's funny, too.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.